So we're going to have a bit of a sharing time where there are three of us who have prepared to share, and they're going to share what God has been teaching, how God has been real to them in the past little while. You guys want to go and sit if you want to? And then after they've shared, I'm going to give you the opportunity, if you'd like to share for a minute or two, briefly, how God has been real to you. And as you do, make sure that you point to God, because the reason why we're here is we want to encourage one another to see how God, not a person, not an institution, how God has been real in your life. So I'm going to invite Judy to come and share, and then Ellen and Jeanette. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. My name's Judy. And you don't mind if I read this through, because you get very nervous when I'm up in front of people. Over the past few months, God has been convicting me that it is very important to meet together in person, particularly at this time when people are staying away because of COVID. There is something very special about getting together in person. As Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25 says, "And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as we see the day approaching." It's not just seeing people or hearing them. It is being with them, even though we can't hug each other yet. It's also serving one another. As the song says, "Brother, let me be your servant. Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I might have the grace to let you be my servant too." By not meeting with others personally, I was depriving others of my service and them of serving me. We are continually being told we have to treat the COVID virus like any other virus. It is part of life. We have to coexist with it, but not to ignore it. So what does that mean for me? I could be afraid of COVID and isolate myself, perhaps even for many years to come. Or I could trust God will protect and heal me. Not being afraid of catching COVID and living my life being aware that it does exist. When I was told that I had been in close proximity to someone who had tested positive to COVID, I knew that I had been infected, even though I was RAT negative when the symptoms first appeared. I prepared to isolate. When confirmation of a positive test came the next day, I felt God's peace about it. As COVID invaded my head and sinuses, I found it hard to concentrate. I called it COVID brain. Still, I felt God's peace, even though it was difficult to concentrate on prayer and Bible reading. But I know that as a result of other people's prayers, that's why I felt God's peace. Sitting there in isolation, I had confirmation that meeting together in person was best for fellowship. I often like to serve other people, but like Peter, I did find it difficult to let other people serve me. With the COVID, I could do nothing, only to allow others, particularly my husband Bruce, to help me. It was a hard lesson for me to learn, but God helped me to learn it. I also learned not to be afraid of COVID, but to trust God to protect and heal me. I know there is never a good time to catch COVID, but God's timing is always perfect. I had time to recover before my husband and I head to Western Australia tomorrow to see our grandson for the first time.
Hi, brother and sister. My name is Ellen. Today I do the testimony for my brother and my sister-in-law. My brother, Harry, please stand so. And my sister-in-law, Ophelia. Okay. I be really nervous. That's my second time to do the testimony. So please to understand. Okay. My brother Terry have always been very healthy since his liver cancer 10 years ago. In March 2021 last year, my sister-in-law noted that he was acting strangely. He was feeling excessively drowsy at dinner every night. Was very drunk to his behavior had changed. At first, she thought he was just tired from work, so did not take him to the doctor. On Saturday morning, March 20, she noted that he was walking woefully and has slurred speech and did not know he was wearing one slipper. They had an important appointment to attend at Hornsby, and she did not cancel. Even though she knew it was risky for him to drive due to this condition. It was very windy and wet day. She was praying in the car, hoping everything will be fine, as she was so scared that they cannot make it or make and have car accident. Later in the afternoon, he nearly fell down in the shopping center as he had weakness in the leg. She cannot drive, and therefore he had to drive home slowly. After they got in the house, she was planning to call the family doctor. Then suddenly, a voice inside her told her to call the ambulance instead. If so, she called the family doctor, the consequence would have been fatal, as he might be able to wait for a few more days. The ambulance took him to the right hospital and later transferred him again to North Shore Hospital for brain surgery. She called me late at night. Me and my other brother rushed to the hospital. I told her instead of feeling anxious, we were able to respond with calm mind and heart. For Bible says, do not be anxious about everything, but in every situation, by praying and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God and be peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guide your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Next morning, I asked Pastor Delay and prayer chain group to pray for his recovery. The CT scan confirmed Terry had serious condition, where blood collects between the skull and the surface of the brain. A blood pool, however, it put more pressure on the brain and pursue inside. The skull rise to danger high level, particular because he had been bleeding for more than 2 weeks. Without treatment, it was nearly the last day of the bleed, and the situation was life-threatening. To this day, the cause is unknown. Doctor said he was very lucky that he had had the operation that midnight. It was a miracle that God saved him and protect him from the way. He recovered remarkably well and did not have any side effect or long-term damage after the operation. God protected him from the day one of his incident, as he could have fallen unconsciously every time while he was driving or lost control of the car due to weakness in his leg. God protected both of them when driving in the wet and windy condition to Hornsby and ensured they were able to drive home safely. God gave her the wisdom to call the ambulance. God made the surgery successful and healed him completely. My brother and sister, inquirer and friend who are here or watching on Zoom. Looking back, I experienced in peace the season of difficult rather than ease. I have realized that God, peace is not defined by our circumstances, but by our trust in Him. Praise to God. Thank for Pastor Delight and brother, sister. Pray for Terry. Thank you.
It's interesting. I've got the same verse that Ellen used. It's to do with prayer. And I guess all of us at times have wondered, why do some prayers get answered and some don't? I've been praying for a son for many years. He's nearly 60 this year. And he's still not walking with the Lord. He would say he's a Christian. As a young boy, he gave his life to the Lord, but still living his own life and still trying to be good by doing good things because he thinks that will make everything right. And then we have a great-grandson. And just recently, I've been so encouraged because the Lord does answer prayer. And the verse, two verses, I've got James 5:16. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful, effective, and the other word for that is it's dynamite. I saw a translation, I thought, wow, that's a good word. Prayer, effective prayer is dynamite. The other one was in Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving. Remember that? Two little words. With thanksgiving. Present your request to God. Well, we've been praying for Jaden. He's 17. He'd moved out of home. And we thought, oh, that's the downside. He's going to get into all sorts of stuff. But he moved in with my daughter, Cheryl, his grandmother. And lo and behold, he joined a gym. And what should be happening? The gym instructor was a Christian. And start to share with him. And Jay really related to him. And he said to him, would you like to come to a youth night Friday night? We have a Bible study. So Jay went along and he's still going. And I'm so thankful. And then he went on a big camp where there was about 7,000 young people. And even yesterday he said to my daughter, he was going for an apprenticeship and he actually said to her, I'm really praying about it, Nan. He said, if I get it, well, that's good. But if not, well, God's got something better for me. So it's such an encouragement when you maybe don't see an answer to prayer to some things, but God does answer prayer. And I just want to add that I've had the privilege this weekend of having Christine with me. Most of you know that our daughter runs a rehab for women. Their newsletter is on the board downstairs called Destiny Haven. And Christine has had an incredible journey and she's just recently come to faith. So it's all new to her. But she's got the Lord in her heart and she's full of joy. And it's been a very interesting weekend, to say the least. Anyway, so the story is she's here and I want you to make her feel welcome after. I've got to put her on the train at 11:45. She's going back. But it's been, for me, an experience to have Christine with me. And it's been fun and I've had to be a bit of a mum at times and be a Janine, because Janine runs the rehab. But it's taught me things. It's taught me patience. Well, I'm trying to learn patience. But I just want to leave with you the fact that God is a prayer-answering God. I've seen it in this girl. I knew her before she came to the Lord. 4 years ago, she went through the program, but didn't know the Lord and left and went back to the drinking. Now she's back in the program and just a new baby in the Lord, and it's exciting to see what God is doing in her life. So thank you.
Thank you for those who share. Now, if anybody else would like to share, I'm going to invite you to come. If you're on Zoom, if you'd like to share, just type a message and let Trevor know that you'd like to. We'll try and get you up. I'll start off, I think. I'm thankful to God for his faithfulness over the past 12 years I've been in this church. Some of you have appreciated our ministry, our preaching. And I must tell you, it hasn't come easy. It has been difficult. We've had ups and downs dealing with people. I'm not telling you how difficult, but we had to deal with people, and there has been some sleepless nights, struggling through to sleep. And I've prayed that prayer that I remember, I think Moses prayed in Numbers one time when people were murmuring, they were coming and complaining to Moses. Moses turns to God and says, God, I didn't give birth to these people. They're not my people, they're yours. So I don't have to carry this burden. So unless you help me, I can't. So I've prayed that prayer numerous times. And there has been some weeks, I think Austin will tell you, Saturday afternoon, I don't have a preachable sermon because it's been a stressful week. But God always comes through. God always comes through, and then he gives a word to preach. And so I'm thankful for your prayers and your encouragement, and also I'm thankful to God for his faithfulness in keeping me going.
I haven't prepared, so I might stumble here and there. I'm thankful to God for this church. 11 years ago when I came here, the people welcomed me, and this was our family since then. And this is the place, like, even in Sri Lanka, I have learned about God, but this is the place I have learned to go deep into God's word. And I have learned a lot from that during difficult seasons, especially like last few weeks. My work has been very stressful. So coming to church each week has encouraged me, taught me things. And though the situation hasn't changed, I am strengthened by God and his word. And so I just want to encourage y'all, if you have a relationship with Jesus Christ and if he is your God and Heavenly Father, don't stop coming to church. You may be worshiping on your own or through Zoom or YouTube, but fellowship is needed, and encouraging one another and talk to people, pray for them, that's very important in our Christian walk. So don't stop coming to church. Make that as your priority.
Anybody else would like to share here until we get that fixed?
Yeah, sure. In the meantime, just in all the things that I'm learning from God.
Shall I come closer to the microphone?
Just come to the microphone. Is just where I'm seeking my approval from these days. I've spent 42 years seeking approval from things of the world, and to just be able to sit with the patience that God has given me and knowing that he already approved of me. Mm-hmm. He created me for who I am, and to know that even before I knew him, I was enough, that I am worthy. The things that led me to trying to find approval from the world destroyed me. And to know that I am enough is what is saving me right now. And it's hard to know when you've spent 42 years striving for worldly approval to actually think, why am I enough? Why does he love me? But it's a journey, and I'm blessed that I have been given this opportunity, not just for life again, but a life of abundance with God's love. That's all. Thank you.
Good.
Good morning, church. I am Maria Annabelle. This is my second time to testify God's faithfulness in my life. And to testify that 2 years ago, Pastor, when I did my testimony in front of you, church, the goodness of God the answer of my prayer is now here. My children are here now joining me in Australia. And this is my testimony 2 years ago. And praise God, all glory to Him. It's really, the Word of God is powerful if we always abide on Him. And the Bible said to us, one of my favorite Bible verse in Jeremiah chapter 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and future." And this is the Word of God that I hold on since I'm struggling on my visa before being a student into a permanent visa and going to my citizenship this year. So this is the goodness and faithfulness of God in my life, testifying that God, when you hold on His word, truly indeed, God will always answer your prayer. That's all. Thank you, church.
Good morning, church. Dylan and Faustine have actually asked me to speak before. However, circumstances happened that I did not prepare. But sometimes the Holy Spirit works like that. And here I am talking to you. And this morning I would like to talk to the young people because I have been there where you are. Probably most of you young people are a decade younger than I am, and I have been there. And I want to tell you that God is not what you think He is. He is so much more than what you think it is. And whatever situation you're going through, I can tell you that He's got His hand in it. I have been through a lot. Since 2005, even before that, I've been walking with God closer than before, and He has been my best friend since I decided that He's going to be my best friend. And I can tell you that even if you think that He's far from you, He's actually right near, right here. You just need to put your hand out and touch Him, okay? What I can say to you is that God is a faithful God, and He is love. God is love. And He's bestowed love and care for all of us. I can tell you that if you think you don't have enough, God has a store full of things for you. He's got a huge warehouse for you. And whatever He wants to give you is much better than you can think of. And you think whatever you think you need, He has something much better for you. And today I wanted to talk to you about a gift He's given me recently. And this gift is the gift of friendship. And is a gift that I've had along the times, but when you move countries, and most of us here are foreigners, I am one of them, you kind of lose touch with your roots, you lose touch with your close friends, sometimes even family. But God has this sense of humor, and He sends you friends along the way to remind you that He hasn't forgotten you. He hasn't forgotten the fact that you need someone close to you, a human contact. He's always there for you. But us humans, we somehow need our fellowship. And like Faustine said, we need to be together. And in my struggles, and there were many, God has sent me Faustine. And that's the reason I am here today. And there were times when I thought I was alone, and there were times when I thought that there's no one who can help me out, and that was God to teach me that I have to connect to Him and get hold on to Him. Even if it's you're hanging by the thread, not a rope, a thread, but hang on to him. He's there, and he will hold you on his palm. But this time around, he knew that I needed a friend, and he has sent me a very, very faithful Christian, a Christian that has held my hand, a child of God who has been allowing herself to be used as a tool. And I would like to encourage you, young people, to allow God to use you as a tool, because that's how you become a blessing to another person. It's intentional. God is intentional with us. His love is intentional. His care is intentional. His plans for us are intentional. And he will definitely water us. And my favorite Bible verse, which I will not read to you today, it basically says that you're going to be like a well-watered garden, a fountain whose springs never fail. And that's who God can make you in whatever small or big situation you're in. And the gift of friendship is nothing to be belittled. It's a great gift. And you can be that blessing to someone. You may not know where that friendship springs from. I didn't see it coming, and it just came. And God knows exactly when you need it and how you need it. And it's also, God also knows who the other person is and what they need and how they need. And maybe you are that blessing to another person. So thank you. And I want to encourage you today, be a blessing to one another.
I think we got Bruce. Have we got Bruce?
Can you hear me?
We can.
Good. I would like to thank the gracious King for allowing Judy and I travel to Western Australia tomorrow. We will be catching up with son Joshua, his partner Ellie, and their newborn James Patrick, our first sight of our grandson. We're looking forward to the many sights of Fremantle, Margaret River, and Albany, what they have to offer. So once again, we thank the gracious King.
Anybody else like to share?
All right. I'm going to pray for us. Shall we? Let's pray. Yes, gracious, loving Heavenly Father, we give you great thanks for this morning. Thank you for the wonderful ways that you are at work in this world. Lord, you created the heavens and the earth. Lord, you knew exactly where things go. And Father, such a powerful, wonderful, loving, wise God is the God whom we worship. And you prove all those things in our lives. We thank you for healing for Terry. We thank you for the protection for them as they were driving. And Father, we thank you for that. And we thank you for healing Judy. And Father, for the things that you reminded her of in her isolation. Lord, that you put us into a family. And thank you, Father, for bringing Jaden into a family as well. And Lord, we thank you for the ways in which you have allowed people to kind of cross paths like gym instructors. And just pray and give you thanks, Father, for your amazing hand in people's lives. And Father, I'm sure there are others, so many others in among us, Lord, have experienced your hand guiding them in seasons where we can't see anything happening but your grace. And so we give you thanks today. And we pray, Father, for each one of us that we will, Lord, stick with you. We will continue to trust in you. That our walk with you will not be just an outward walk. Our relationship with you is not just an outward relationship, but, Father, an inward relationship with you. So, Father, we thank you for each one who shared. Thank you for Andrada. Thank you, Father, for Faustine. Thank you for Bruce. Thank you for Annabelle for answering her prayers. And thank you for all the answered and even unanswered prayers, because even through them, you are at work. Our gracious, loving, amazing King. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.